Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to heal the planet one person at a time. Super thrilled today to have a very good friend and colleague of mine on the show with me. It's Jean Papagni, and Jean and I have been friends for a very long time, and I totally honor and respect her work, and I'm just delighted to have her. On the show today, Jean is a women's transformational coach who works with She specializes in working with mothers of special needs children, and she really helps them to kind of fortify and develop their mental, emotional, and spiritual health to really navigate the unique complexities of mothering special needs children, and doing it really with confidence, ease, and grace, I think, which is a tricky thing. So as a mom of a special needs child herself, Jean is going to speak with us today about how special needs mothering can be a transformational and wondrous spiritual journey rather than sort of a real painful, isolating burden that we have to bear as mothers and parents. But I think that, you know, her experience has shown her that this requires a willingness to see how the challenges can lead to blessings and opportunities that require really consistent and exceptional love and self-care. So welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. So tell us a little bit about yourself, like what you do and how you came into this work that you're doing.
Okay, yeah. Well, I am a mother of two young adult daughters. It's shocking to me that I say young adult now, because now my oldest is 20 and then my next is 17, and they're no longer the little babies they used to be. And my oldest, Kara, has Down syndrome, and I did not know when she was born that she had Down syndrome, so it was quite a shock to us to get that diagnosis the day after she was born. But it has certainly transformed my life over the last 20 years in this, what I call an odyssey of a parenting journey that I've been on. And it took me down a lot of different winding paths, all of which really were stemming from this desire within me to know myself better and to build my reserves in order to be the mom I wanted to be in order to show up fully for both my daughters, but particularly for Kara, as I knew her needs were going to be extensive and that I would need to draw on all that I could within me to advocate to my best ability in order to get her all that she needed. So in that journey, I really went through what I call a spiritual breakthrough. Which is really how we got together so many, many years ago now, and going down this road of self-discovery and spiritual excavation, really of determining what was this all about? Like, why did I have a child with special needs? Like, what's going on here? It's like I really wanted to start to delve into some of the mystery of it all. And along that journey, I ended up getting my coaching certification because I really wanted to work more deeply with other women specifically. And from there, I went and began to go deeply into yoga and to meditation, and became certified as a yoga instructor. And all of these, I was just developing a vast toolbox to help me handle all the curveballs that life was continuing to throw at me, because I wanted to be stepping into a more empowered version of me versus the early version of me, which was feeling despair, confusion, isolation, depression, it was not pretty. And I was like, this is not going to work. This is not a good way to be. I've got to gather some tools in order to live a more joyful life. So there, you know, it was just a lot of different angles that I went on in order to get to know myself better and develop my own spirituality and develop a deeper and more fulfilling connection to Source, to my God, and to all that I felt was out there that I wanted to learn more about and learn more about myself so I could serve my children at a higher level, a higher version of me, and then ultimately working with other moms, specifically as I narrowed my niche, my coaching niche, was really I wanted to work specifically with other moms of children with special needs, because I wanted to be able to offer more support, because like I said before, this feeling of isolation is real. It's so real for moms of children with special needs. And I think it is an incredibly underserved population, moms of children with special needs. And I wanted to at least be one person, hopefully a beacon of light for some moms who are really struggling to get more support from somebody who really had a better understanding of what they were going through. And that's really what led me into what I'm currently doing now. And it's bringing me tremendous life satisfaction. And I have Kara to thank for it. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. So it's been really quite a magical journey.
And what do you think that it's beautiful? Thank you for sharing your story. It's a totally beautiful story. And I'm so admiring of how you took something that probably most of us would feel sorry for ourselves, or we feel like, you know, what was God thinking? Or we would have a lot of, you know, I think negative reactions to it. And I know you've had phases like that where you felt those things, but somehow you've transformed that, you know, into really a powerful spiritual journey for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, that's how it feels for me. It feels like I wanted to find more meaning in what was happening in my life. And the deeper I kind of went into my own spirituality and my connection to God, the clearer and clearer it came of what a gift Kara was for me, for my family, for everybody who interacts with her. Like, as I began to watch how she moved in the world and how people reacted to her and the joy and the reaction that people would give her when she's being herself, just being super funny and open-hearted and transparent, like 100%, like what you see is what you get. You know, there's no kind of deception or pretending to be somebody else. She's just so unique. And it was a magical to look at that and say, oh, this is the farthest thing from a burden that I could imagine. Like, this is the most magical thing that could happen in my life, is watching this child with this very unique way of moving in the world, how she has transformed me and my family and all those that interact with her, and really seeing it as a gift, like this miraculous gift, rather than oh gosh, this is so hard and it's so challenging and I'm so alone, which is really a common way to feel, because it's really a really difficult journey. And so I really wanted to do whatever I could to help other mothers see with some similarity to what I was seeing of looking for the magic in special needs mothering rather than the burden or the complexities or the, you know, all the difficult pieces of it. They're all there. I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm not saying that, oh, you know, just focus on the good. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you look at it from a much deeper level, there's way more going on. You know, like you step back and you look at your life and go, oh, wait, there's greater meaning in this path. And then looking at what can I do to deepen that meaning even more in my life and transform myself in the process.
That's great. I have a client myself who is a mother of a son with pretty severe autism. He's not very verbal, and you know, he's pretty, has some behavioral issues, and he's a handful. And it was an interesting thing for me to watch her journey. I've known her for many years because I think that she's a person that had kind of like an very ideal life, kind of like a very, you know, money and a beautiful home. And her personality was kind of a type A personality. And she told me that she felt like her son was a gift to her because she needed to become like comfortable with things that didn't fit her perfect idea of how life should be. And that there was her son is just sort of exploding the mold of what she, this idea of perfection that she thought she needed to strive for. And I just think that's an interesting kind of way to look at it too.
Oh my gosh. As you were just sharing that whole thing, my whole body was filled with chills. It is so incredible to think about how you are one way. I mean, for all moms, you're one way before you have children. And then you're, I think all women transform to some degree as part of the mothering path. But when you're a mother of a child with special needs, it does take on a different degree of intensity. And I'm very much like this client of yours, very much a type A person. And I would agree that having a child with special needs really forces you to look at things differently. And you could stay rigid. And you could stay rigid and type A and, you know, very linear and everything has to be just so. And I could have stayed that way. I could have. But I was noticing the more I attempted to stay that way and to continue to try to be perfect and try to have everything be just so, the quicker things started to collapse and the more miserable I became. And a perfect example of this is when Kara was born. My plan, I was working full-time in corporate marketing, and my plan originally was, I'm going to go right back to work. I'm going to have Kara. I'm going to go back to work full-time. I'll be honky-dory. She's in childcare. Everything will be fine. I got a plan. And then she was born, and I'm like, oh, wait, how's this plan going to work? You know what? It's going to work. It's going to work just fine. I'm going to go back to work. Everything's going to be fine. She's a baby just like any other baby. She can go to daycare, no problem. And so I did that, and month after month, I noticed that I was becoming more and more depressed. And for me, just for me, it was not working for me to stay on plan and to be exactly the way I was, because I was no longer that same person. So going back into that work environment was killing me. It was killing me. My priorities had completely shifted, and I couldn't be in that job and be happy and as a mother for what I was experiencing internally at that time. So that's so real, that whole looking at your life and knowing that, well, maybe some things do need to change. Maybe the way I was living my life, maybe this child came into my life to show me a different way, a way that's more self-loving and self-compassionate and nurturing, and especially for Kara, slowing my life down because I was going so fast. And I continue to come up against that. That has not changed. I'm still watching myself wanting to go too fast in all the way I do things. And Kara, you know, just by her very nature, everything is at a different pace. And it's constantly forced me to look at slowing down, being more present, really taking things in, savoring life the way she does.
How that's interesting. It's like she's like a mindfulness master, yeah, dropped into your life here to teach you mindfulness.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think, what can you say, you know, so probably there's a lot of parents right now that are, you know, listening that don't have special needs children. What can you say to help us understand sort of the unique issues that special needs parents face?
Well, I would say that, I've talked a little bit about the isolation piece, and I think what's really true for most of the moms that I work with is that they feel like they're not really part of the mom club, of the typical, the moms of children with neurotypical children. They're not really part of that club. They don't quite fit in. And those moms are kind of uncomfortable because they don't really know quite what to do and how to react to a child with special needs. And I think what we as moms of children with special needs are wanting from other parents who don't have a child with special needs, certainly not pity, but just compassion and open-mindedness, and offering, is there a way that I could help, somehow, but just being present and not running away. I guess, I think it can be very uncomfortable for other parents to be around a child with special needs. I think in general, it makes the population uncomfortable for most people. It certainly made me uncomfortable before I had Kara. I mean, I remember seeing children with special needs, like other children with Down syndrome, and just not knowing how to react, how to be, how to speak to them. I didn't want to be condescending, but I wanted to be able to communicate, not knowing. And I think just copping up to that, if you have a friend or you meet somebody and you develop a friendship with someone who has a mom who has a child with special needs, it's just being transparent and being like, I'm not quite sure how to act. I'm not quite sure how to speak to your son or daughter because I'm not super familiar with the diagnosis or what the special need is. Can you help me out? And not being afraid to ask for guidance about how to be and how to be helpful. Because I think often instead of connecting more deeply and getting, having that connection with the mom with special needs child, they kind of just disconnect. It's easier just to disengage and not even, take the time to really ask, how can I help you or how can I connect with your child?
I think that's really great advice. And I'm sure you're right. It's like, people are uncomfortable with it or they don't want to say the wrong thing. Maybe saying nothing is easier than saying the wrong thing, right. And I'm sure that, begins this, like, sort of reinforces the cycle of isolation that, the parents of special needs. And I was thinking too, as you're talking, and especially now that Kara's 20 years old, it doesn't stop when our children are stopping children, right?
Right. No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I have plenty of friends who don't have children with special needs. And I also have a lot of friends who have children with special needs. And I interact with those friends differently. Just like anybody who's got some sort of a something very specific that they're struggling with, you gravitate towards those who fully understand or have a much better understanding of your situation. So I find that in part of what I offer is circles for moms of children with special needs, yoga and meditation circles. The whole idea behind that was to create a safe environment where moms can come together who share this commonality and this mutual knowing of kind of what this journey is all about, and they can have a safe space to connect deeply with one another. Because I don't think there really are enough places for moms who are really struggling with something very challenging. I mean, it could be special needs, but it could, there's medical complications. There's all sorts of ways moms can be in real deep struggle. But I think there needs to be more places where moms can come together and just talk about their situation and also use tools to care for themselves better, whether that's coaching, yoga, meditation. There's plenty of other ways you can do it too. But I just feel that there's a lot more that moms could be doing to help themselves in order to be healthy and whole.
Well, I know that being, I'm a mom of three kids. I was a single mom for a lot of that time. And I know certainly all moms face incredible burnout, when we're under-supported. And I can only imagine that being a mom of a special needs child, you would be even more under-supported, even more burned out than parents of, like you said, neurotypical children.
Yeah.
So burnout is probably a big thing, right?
It's a very big thing. And it's one of the, when I work with my private clients, one of the areas that we work on is consciously developing a support team and really identifying key people in your life that you can call on for specific things. It's like rallying a team of people. So when you're in a crisis, something big is happening, you have people that you can call on that are ready and willing. People you've already said, hey, can you help me in this way? Can you support me in this one specific way? Because it's really important, because there are these crises that come up, whether it's a medical crisis or it's a crisis working with the school, they're denying services, or something that's really challenging. You want to fortify your support circle so you can call on people and you don't feel alone, because the burnout it can be devastating if you feel completely alone and like you have nowhere to go or no one to turn to.
I know, and it's not even something we have time to get into in this conversation, sadly, but I think that we don't have very good structures in our culture and our society that support families, that support children of special needs. And I see even a bigger problem for adults. When those children become adults, there are even less support structures in place for all of them. And I think that's terrible. Like, I wish we could change that. Wish we had a magic wand and we could change that.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. I agree. And I think as moms, there's so much that we need to fight for, sadly, for our children and our young adult and adult offspring, that we have to have people to call on. We have to keep building our network. We have to keep reaching out and finding the right people that can help us navigate whatever the new challenges, because they just keep coming. And part of why I do what I do is to help moms fortify themselves in order to really work through this parenting journey as a marathon rather than a sprint. Like, they need to stay healthy and strong, healthy in body, mind, and spirit, so they can really navigate this in good health all along the way and continue to have people that they can call on and keep building their network and having a broad circle to draw on to help them through the various challenges at each stage of development.
And how can people contact you, Jean, if they want to work with you?
The best place to reach me is through my website. That's jeanpapagni.com is my website, JeanPapagni.com. And from there, they can read a lot more about me and also learn a little bit about what I call the breakthrough session, which is just a no-cost time on the phone where we get to know each other I'll ask a lot of questions and find out what it is the mom is struggling with and what they're needing support with, and so we can determine whether it might be supportive for her to work with me, and then if we decide to move forward, and then we develop an action plan. Like, we review all of all the struggles and all parts of the mom's life and determine which areas we're going to focus on and then put an action plan in place from there and determine, okay, these are the things we want to improve over the next 6 months, which is usually how I work with my clients over 6 months period. period. And I hold them accountable. Every other week we meet, and every week we check in and see the progress and review the next goals. And I have a whole, a series of components in my coaching program where we touch on intuition building and managing mom guilt, like I said, building a support network, working on limiting beliefs, rekindling your creativity. We talk about marriage issues, because that's a big one, right? There's a lot of intimacy issues that I work with my clients on, because that's really challenging because the demands are so intense.
And I hope that everybody looks at your website, and everybody who hears this, who needs that, comes and works with you, because I know they'll really get so much out of it. And I just want to thank you for being on the show with me today. It was totally awesome. It was a great topic, and I love your passion for this topic. And I know you're out there helping so many people. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much, Lisa. It's been a blast. Appreciate it.
And thank all of you guys for joining me today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time here on Empower Radio.